An Asian hornet nest has been located in Cork City following an intensive effort by National Parks and Wildlife Service, according to Minister for State for Nature, Heritage and Biodiversity. Christopher O'Sullivan said the nest was located in and around where the initial Asian hornet was discovered earlier this month, but said he could not give a precise location for obvious reasons. The sighting and capture was the second confirmed identification of an Asian hornet in Ireland and triggered the establishment of the Asian Hornet Management Group, chaired by the NPWS. Extensive monitoring was carried out to determine if a larger population existed here, and a survey team intensified efforts after additional sightings. Now, the Asian hornet is a particularly dangerous species. It poses a significant threat to biodiversity in Ireland, and a single nest can devastate the honeybee populations, but its presence doesn't pose a significant public health risk. They're not thought to be generally aggressive, but like any other kind of wasp or hornet, they may sting if provoked. So with me on the line to talk about this in terms of the danger to our native species and beekeeping in general and the production of honey is Colette O'Connell, who is PRO of the Irish Beekeepers Association from the Stoel herself. Colette, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme this morning.
Good morning, Gerry. Can I just add to what you read out there and thank the beekeepers who were on the ground from the start of this. We worked hand in hand with NPWS. Some of us had been to Jersey and we learned the methods of tracking to a nest location in Jersey. And we shared that knowledge with NPWS and it really, really worked out really, really well. So there was one beekeeper in particular who wants to stay behind the scenes and invisible, but he was on the ground and we worked really, really hard. We've been at this since the 2nd of August, once the one individual was confirmed, and we actually put up live traps to locate or see if there were other hornets. And once we saw other hornets appearing in those, we knew there was a nest in the area. So we put traps then within a 2.5 kilometre radius, and that gave us lines of sight and times so we could actually pinpoint the nest location.
Yeah, and speaking of Jersey, tell me about what's been happening over there. I understand there's been a staggering rise in the number of Asian hornet queens found this year on the island, more than 1,300 in 2025.
Yeah. And the problem with Jersey is its proximity to France. Like for your listeners who are not aware of this, this is an incredibly impressive, beautiful-looking insect. It's an apex predator, but it's out of its natural habitat and it's wreaking havoc wherever it comes, where it doesn't belong. So in 2004, one mated Asian hornet queen arrived to the port of Bordeaux in France in a consignment of Chinese pottery. And we know from genetic analysis that that one mated queen is responsible for the spawning of all of northwestern Europe. They know that from genetic analysis. We now know that these hornets, like they've wreaked havoc in France, northwestern Spain, Galicia, I saw that firsthand, Italy, Belgium, Amsterdam, and we now know that the Swiss have found them in Switzerland. So Jersey is 12 miles from the coast of France, and these insects can blow across. And you've also got then the regular traffic, ferry crossings and whatever else. We do know that this insect is particularly good at piggybacking on human transport. So if you think of the nest that's been found in Cork, Cork is a mecca for these insects. It's got lovely trees, lovely landscape, but it also has loads of entry points which this insect can avail of. One of the weekends that I was up there, I actually, coming along Horgan's Quay, I spotted a French naval support vessel moored on Horgan's Quay, and I thought, well, yeah, there's another point of entry that I hadn't considered.
Welcome aboard. Welcome to Ireland.
Cork has a welcome to everybody, doesn't it? And there's a big sign there, welcome to the Cork Harbour or Port of Cork. But we were kind of looking at things like, you know, thinking of things like Ring of Skiddy, and you have the South Link Road and stuff, people coming back from holidays. But look, just to another point on that, like in May 2023, the local authority in Cherbourg, they confirmed the existence of just under 10,000 Asian hornet nests. And if you think, like, we have regular summer ferry crossings, now we also have another front to watch, because they are in England, and we know they've successfully overwintered in England. And I know the last data I saw was Asian hornets located 110 kilometres from Holyhead. Okay.
So that gives you creeping closer.
We've been so lucky so far. And look, another thing that your listeners should be aware of is this insect is so good, because if its nest is allowed to continue to the end of its natural life cycle, each nest will let off 300 to 500 gynes, and in the beekeeping world we call them virgin queens, and they will mate on the air, and then they'll go into hibernation. And it's when they come out the following spring, the invasion has started.
It poses a significant risk to our biodiversity, because it can, even a single nest can devastate honeybee populations.
Yeah, and we've seen that. I remember one of the apiaries we went to in Galicia, the beekeeper, he was a school teacher, and we were told there was very low predation of Asian hornets in that area. And he had checked out his apiary the evening before, and I will never forget the look on his face the next day when we arrived and how much it had changed. So the bees had stopped flying. What happens is one Asian hornet, and I have video of this I can share with you, they'll hawk outside the front of a hive. So they'll face a hive, and they'll try and pick off honeybees as they leave to forage or to do cleansing flights. Or they'll face the incoming bees with their backs to the hive, and they'll catch them as they return to the hive. So what happens then is the honeybees go into defensive mode, and they stay at the entrance of the hive, and they stop flying. So they're going to get weakened, because they're not eating, they're not doing their cleansing flights. Then as they weaken further, they actually go back into the hive, and that allows the Asian hornets to enter, and they'll destroy, they'll consume.
Like a fox,
more so. And they are meat eaters, and they're bringing back meat to feed the developing gynes or queens, the future queens. So, I mean, like, it's part of their natural cycle. They're beautiful to look at. But then as one guy in Cork, we were actually putting tinsel on the ones in Cork with NPWS, so they could track them with their binoculars. We knew we were very close to the nest, and somebody who should remain nameless was saying, "Look at their jaws." They were trying to eat their way out of the plastic that we had them in to. We had a hard plastic cage to apply the tinsel, worked really, really well. So yeah.
What do they look like, so people would know if they see one?
I'll send you a photograph to put up on the website. They have a very beautiful yellow, hard-looking face. They're much bigger than our wasps. And the fourth segment on the abdomen is a bright yellow. I call it a mustard yellow. The face is a mustard yellow. Now, the bottom two-thirds of their legs are the same yellow. So when they're hovering in front of a hive, it looks like they have this kind of orange-yellow halo around them. They're beautiful, but they don't belong in Europe, you know. And
they're an apex predator here. Are they an apex predator where they came from? And how, I suppose, are they controlled by other predators there to keep population that one, which we don't have here? Is that the problem?
Yes. Last Sunday night, RTE, my adult sons saw it. David Attenborough, Wild Asia, he had a piece about Asian hornets. And in Taiwan, you have the honey buzzard, and they will actually attack a nest because they want the larvae, and their feathers stop the 5-millimeter sting of the hornet. Bee suits won't protect beekeepers, so I just want to put that alert out. Like, people need to keep away from nests if they see one, and they need to report them, because even like tree surgeons who volunteer as part of the Jersey Asian Hornet Group, who've gone up in cherry pickers to actually take nests down, they have got stung through the protective equipment where the safety harness they wear keeps them safe from falling and stuff. So even with the protective equipment on, if it's pressed too close to your body, you will get stung. But like, nests can be removed safely without the use of chemicals if they're low-lying, once you know how and once you have the protective equipment. So that's being done now in Cork City.
Okay, and that is well, I suppose, what can we do or what should we be doing now? There's a task force set up. The NPWS are working with ye. Do you remove them? Do you kill them? Or is it possible to stop the inexorable march of them westwards?
Well, people, look, it was one member of the public in a pub in Cork City, spotted this insect, took a photograph of it and sent it to invasives.ie. And thanks to that one individual, we found this nest. So immediately, beekeepers were alerted. We hit the ground running. Some of us had been to Jersey. And one colleague, who was particularly diligent because he's aware of the importance of keeping these out, he literally an hour's drive each way, every day to Cork to help. So look, people on the ground, beekeepers know, but members of the public, you are eyes and ears. If you see something, take a photograph, send it. But don't assume that every insect you see is an Asian hornet, please, because I got a photograph sent to me when I was up in Cork. Somebody killed a wood wasp in Union Quay and thought they had got one. And wood wasps are indigenous native pollinators. We don't want unnecessary killing of our pollinators that are already under pressure. So please, just report it. Take a photograph if you can. Don't be frightened. Like, I had hornets flying all around me. They're fine. But don't go too close to a nest. Even if you know there's a nest around or whatever, do not go too close. Just to give people a warning, a group of UK hikers in northern France, I think it was over a year ago, maybe more, they actually unsuspectedly went too close to a nest. And they ended up hospitalised, but one of the group, a 70-year-old woman, died. So just be aware. And we actually had one member in County Waterford beekeepers, and she actually notified us of a suspicious-looking nest, and straight away it was reported, and that was checked literally within 24 hours. So this is what we need.
The main line of defence, that's the most important thing, Colette.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Colette, we're out of time. Thanks so much. Send on those pictures and we will post them on social media. But thanks so much for telling us about this
morning. No problem, Jerry. Pleasure.
Great stuff. Colette O'Connell there, PRO for the Irish Beekeeper Association, talking about that. If you have a view, get in touch.